بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال: إذا دفنتموني فأقيموا حول قبري قدر ما تنحر الجزور ويقسم لحمها حتى أستأنس بكم وأعلم ماذا أراجع به رسل ربي. رواه مسلم، وقد سبق بطوله. قال الشافعي رحمه الله: ويستحب أن يقرأ عنده شيء من القرآن، وإن ختم القرآن عنده كان حسنا. Continuing with the chapter of the dua that should be made for the mayyit, the person who is the deceased after his burial, and the fact that Shariat advocates and advises that we sit a little while at the graveside of the person who has passed away, engaging in dua, istighfar, and particularly recitation of the Quran. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says that he instructed, this was a bequest which he made to his family. He bequeathed that when you people bury me, then stand around my grave. قَدْرَ مَا تُنْحَرُ جَزُورٍ For the time that it takes to slaughter a camel and to distribute its meat. As we mentioned yesterday, this approximates about 45 minutes up to an hour. Family members particularly, close friends, associates, the senior people of piety, ulama, etc., advised or encouraged that try and remain a little while longer in the graveyard after the person has just been buried. The reason Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who gives for this, he says, Hatta asta'nisa bikum, so that I may gain some sort of familiarity, comfort by your closeness. Sometimes when a person is lonely or is facing some sort of sickness or is facing some sort of challenge, then just that being solitary alone itself is a taklif or a musibat. And if he knows that somebody is near, his beloved are close by, even if they may be in the next room behind some door or some wall, then to ulama say, sakana kalbuhu watma'annat nafsuhu, his heart gets some sort of peace and he gets some sort of tranquility, knowing that his near associates, etc., are nearby. In this case, obviously, you have the parda of the grave, the sand, the distance, but he says, hatta asta'nisa bikum, you will be nearby, I will gain some sort of comfort from that. And I will know, by gaining that comfort, by gaining that strength, here is the crux of the entire matter. As we see in the previous hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salullaha lahu tathbeet, ask Allah to give him, make him steadfast. فَإِنَّهُ الْآن يُسْأَلْ, because right now he is being questioned. Here also Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala says, and I will know, مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُولَ رَبِّي, what answer I should give the messengers of my Rabb. In other words, Munkar and Nakir, that right now are going to be questioning me. So we must have this conviction when you are standing at the grave, engage in Quran, engage in zikr, engage in dua. Know for a fact that Allah's Rasul has informed us that right now that particular person is being questioned in the grave. And the fact that he gives the correct answer to these questions are absolutely critical. In other words, that is the first stage. If that is passed successfully, every other stage will become easier. If he encounters difficulty in that, azanallahu minha, every other stage will become more difficult. Imam Nawawi rahimullah, in the context of this hadith, mentions the advice of Sayyidina of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, who says that it is mustahab, it is preferable that some Quran should be read. Yesterday we discussed the areas of the Quran, the sections of the Quran that particularly based on ahadith, riwayat, experience of Sahaba, etc., the Salafi Salihin have advised us, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Baqarah, the beginning, last few verses of Surah Baqarah, Surah Yasin, Surah Fatiha, Surah Takathur, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal mentioned Ayatul Kursi and Ikhlas, Surah Ikhlas three times. Yasin has been very, very strongly advocated. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah has not mentioned any specific section of the Quran. He says it will be mustahab to read something of the Quran. And if you make khatam of the entire Quran, he says, kana hasana, that will be even better. Quran is a very, very powerful tool and defense Allah Ta'ala has given us. Mahilun musaddaq, shafi'un mushaffa'. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Quran will argue for you. Its argument will be accepted. It will intercede for you. Its intercession will be accepted. For example, Surah Murk. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is one surah in the Quran, 30 ayah. It has 30 ayats. Hiya al-mani'a, hiya al-munjiya, tunjika min adab al-nar. He said, this surah is a boundary. It is a salvation. It's a protection, particularly from the azab of qabr. So, Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ الشِّفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, we have revealed of the Quran that which is cure and rahmah. It is a mercy. So right now, that person critically requires the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one very, very great wisdom behind profusely reciting the Quran at the graveside, because the Quran, Allah has promised, rahmah, it is rahmat, it is Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and it will draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Babu sadaqati anil mayyit wa du'a ilahu. This is a chapter Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings with regards to what famously in our circles we refer to as isale sawab. In other words, doing some voluntary good deed and making this intention that, Ya Allah, whatever reward you are granting me for this, I am requesting you to pass it on to so and so mayyit, certain person that has passed away. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought this chapter, the chapter which deals with giving sadaqah, charity on behalf of a mayyit. Someone has passed away, elderly, some father, mother, relative, to give some sort of charity on their behalf, build a masjid, dig a well, borehole, whatever it may be. Dua lahu, to engage in dua for a deceased. So this is the subject matter of this particular chapter. In that, he brings a verse of the Quran. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان. In order to fully appreciate this verse, we have to understand the context, or the what we call the siyaq. Allah Ta'ala mentions two tabaqas of the ummah, two groups of the ummah. In Surah Hashar, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا. Allah Ta'ala in the first verse mentions about the muhajirin in this ummah, amongst what we call the sabiqeen awwaleen, those who have gone ahead, those who are darbul mathal, those who are examples for us to follow. Allah Ta'ala mentions two groups. One is what we call the muhajireen, that is the group of sahaba that made hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama. And the other group Allah Ta'ala mentions is what we call the ansar of Medina, those who welcomed with open arms the muhajireen. These are the two tabaqas that will are the shining lights for the ummah. So Allah Ta'ala elsewhere in Surah Tawbah, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. مهاجرين, أنصار, and Allah says those who followed them, those who praised them, followed them, made them role models, etc. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنهم. Allah is pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here also in Surah Al-Hashr, the first verse, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالِهِمْ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرِضْوَانًا. Allah Ta'ala mentions about the muhajirin, those who made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Then in the next verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the ansar, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala beautifully praises the Muhajirin in the first verse. Then Allah Ta'ala praises the Ansar of Medina, how they opened their homes and their hearts for the Muhajirin. And then this verse, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions in the context of giving sadaqah and charity on behalf of a mayyit and making dua for a mayyit. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, those who came after them, in other words, after the Muhajirin and after the Ansar, يقولون, they say, رَبَّنَا, O Allah, اغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive us, وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and forgive our brothers that have gone ahead of us in Iman. In other words, the mu'min, the Muslims, in this context, the Muhajirin and Ansar. Allah is teaching us to make dua for them. In the general context, anybody of Iman that have passed away, that are your brothers, family members, whoever it may be, a person who died on Iman, Allah Ta'ala is commanding us and teaching us to make dua for them. What dua? رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah, forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and our brothers that have passed away, those who have gone ahead on Iman, they have passed on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us, when you walk into the graveyard, part of that dua, Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive them. Antum lana salaf wa nahnu bil athar, you are gone ahead, we are right behind you. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in order to establish the shari'i hukam, the injunction of shariat, which not only advises us but commands us to make dua for those who have passed away, brings this verse of the Quran. Now the question arises that in the chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in the heading has mentioned giving sadaqah also. In this verse, sadaqah is not mentioned, just dua is mentioned. Ulama deduce that if in the ayat we are encouraged to make dua, then badarja ula, then to a greater extent, if Allah is commanding you make dua, then what is, it will be even better besides dua to give some sort of sadaqah, to give some sort of charity on behalf of the deceased, on the mayyit. Thereafter he brings the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've run out of time, inshallah we'll continue.